Hi students, I am Mini Maria Tomi from Atomic Energy Central School, Kaiga. Today we are going to study Class 11th Mathematics, Chapter 3, Trigonometric Functions. The word trigonometry is derived from the Greek words trigon and metron, and it means measuring the sides of a triangle. Currently, trigonometry is used in many areas such as in oceanography for calculating the heights of tides in the ocean, in architecture, in medical field, in the science of seismology, designing electric circuits, describing the state of an atom, etc. In earlier classes, we have studied the trigonometric ratios of acute angles. We have also studied the trigonometric identities and application of trigonometric ratios in solving the problems related to height and distances. In this chapter, we will generalize the concept of trigonometric ratios to trigonometric functions and study their properties. In this module, we are going to learn about angles, measure of an angle, degree measure and radian measure of an angle, trigonometric functions, and the values of trigonometric functions. First, we will study about angles. Consider a ray OA. If we rotate the ray OA about the point O, we get an angle. Thus, angle is a measure of rotation of a given ray about its initial point. The original ray OA is called the initial side, and the final position of the ray after rotation is called the terminal side of the angle. In figure, O is the vertex, OA is the initial side, and OB is the terminal side of angle AOB. If the direction of rotation is anti-clockwise, then the angle is said to be positive, and if the direction of rotation is clockwise, then the angle is negative. In the given figure, the first angle is a positive angle and the second angle is a negative angle. Now we will learn how to measure an angle. The measure of an angle is the amount of rotation performed to get the terminal side from the initial side. There are several units for measuring angles. The most commonly used units are, first one, degree measure. Second one, radian measure. If a rotation from the initial side to terminal side is 1 by 360th of a revolution, then the angle is said to have a measure of 1 degree. Further, a degree is divided into 60 minutes and a minute is divided into 60 seconds. That is, 1/60th of a degree is called a minute, and 1/60th of a minute is called a second. Some of the angles whose measure is 360 degree, 270 degree, -420 degree and 420 degree are shown in figure. Remember, if the rotation is anti-clockwise direction, then the angle is positive, and if the rotation is clockwise direction, then the angle is negative. Radian measure of an angle. Angle subtended by an arc of length 1 unit at the center of a unit circle is said to have a measure of 1 radian. In figure, OA equal to 1 unit, and the length of arc AB is also 1 unit. Therefore, angle AOB is equal to 1 radian. Or generally, in a circle of radius r, an arc of length r will subtend an angle of 1 radian. We know that equal arcs of a circle subtend equal angles at the center. Thus, in a circle of radius r, if an arc of length L subtends an angle theta radian at the center, then we have theta equal to L by r. Here, L is the length of the arc and r is the radius of the circle. Therefore, central angle theta is equal to L by r, or L equal to r theta. Thus, the length of the arc equal to radius into central angle measured in radian. Now we will find the relation between degree measure and radian measure. We know that a circle subtends at the center an angle whose radian measure is 2 pi and its degree measure is 360 degree. Therefore, 2 pi radian equal to 360 degree. Or we can say 1 radian equal to 360 by 2 pi, that is 180 by pi equal to 57 degree 16 minutes approximately. That is 1 radian equal to 57 degree 16 minutes approximately. Similarly, 1 degree equal to pi by 180 radian equal to 0.01746 radians approximately. Thus, we can convert degree measure to radian measure and we can convert radian measure to degree measure. Now, to convert radian measure to degree measure, 1 radian measure equal to pi by 180 into degree measure. That is, to convert radian measure to degree measure, multiply by 180 by pi. Similarly, to convert degree measure to radian measure, multiply by pi by 180. For example, 30 degree equal to 30 into pi by 180 equal to pi by 6 radian. 45 degree equal to 45 into pi by 180 equal to pi by 4 radian. Similarly, 60 degree equal to pi by 3 radian. 90 degree equal to pi by 2 radian, 180 degree equal to pi radian, 270 degree equal to 3 pi by 2 radian, and 360 degree equal to 2 pi radian. Remember, when an angle is expressed in radians, the word radian is frequently omitted. For example, pi radian, instead of writing pi radian, we will write only pi. Therefore, pi equal to 180 degree, pi by 4 equal to 45 degree, etc. For example, convert 70 degree 20 minutes into radian measure. We can write 70 degree 20 minutes equal to 70 plus 20 by 60 degree, that is 70 1 by 3 degree, or it is equal to 211 by 3 degree. Now to convert into radian measure, we have to multiply by pi by 180. Therefore, 211 by 3 degree equal to 211 by 3 into pi by 180. That is 211 pi by 540 radian. Another example, convert 5 pi by 3 radian into degree measure. We know that pi radian equal to 180 degree, or 1 radian equal to 180 by pi. Therefore, 5 pi by 3 radian equal to 180 by pi into 5 pi by 3 equal to 300 degree. One more example. The minute hand of a watch is 1.5 centimeter long. How far does its tip move in 40 minutes? Here, the length of the minute hand is 1.5 and it is describing an angle we have to find the distance moved by the tip. Now, in 60 minutes, the minute hand of a watch completes one revolution. Therefore, in 40 minutes, the minute hand turns through 2 by 3 of a revolution. That is theta equal to 2 by 3 into 2 pi equal to 4 pi by 3 radian. Therefore, the central angle theta equal to 4 pi by 3 radian. And the length of the minute hand r equal to 1.5 centimeter. Therefore, the distance travelled by the minute hand equal to length of the arc in L equal to r theta equal to 1.5 into 4 pi by 3 equal to 6.28 centimeter. Trigonometric functions. Consider a unit circle with center at origin. Let P, A, B be any point on the circle with angle AOP equal to x radian. Therefore, OA equal to OP equal to 1 unit and arc length of arc AP equal to x unit. Therefore, from diagram, cos x is equal to OM by OP, that is cos x is equal to a by 1 equal to a. Similarly, sin x is equal to mp by op equal to b by 1 equal to b. Now, triangle OMP is a right angle triangle. Therefore, by Pythagoras theorem, op square is equal to om square plus mp square, that is a square plus b square equal to 1. But A is equal to cos x and B is equal to sin x. Therefore, A square plus B square equal to 1 implies cos square x plus sin square x equal to 1. Thus, for any point on the circle, we have A square plus B square equal to 1 or cos square x plus sin square x equal to 1. Since one complete revolution subtends an angle of 2 pi radian at the center of the circle, angle AOB will be equal to pi by 2, angle AOC equal to pi, angle AOD equal to 3 pi by 2. All the angles which are integral multiples of pi by 2 are called quadrantal angles. That is pi by 2, pi, 3 pi by 2, 2 pi, etc. are called quadrantal angles. In figure, the coordinates of the points A, B, C and D are respectively 1, 0, 0, 1, minus 1, 0 and 0, minus 1. Therefore, for quadrantal angles, sin 0 is equal to 0, sin pi by 2 equal to 1, sin pi equal to 0, sin 3 pi by 2 equal to minus 1, sin 2 pi equal to 0. Similarly, cos 0 equal to 1, cos pi by 2 equal to 0, cos pi equal to minus 1, cos 3 pi by 2 equal to 0, and cos 2 pi equal to 1. Now, if we take one complete revolution from the point P, we again come back to same point P. Thus, we also observe that if x increases or decreases by any integral multiple of 2 pi, the values of sine and cosine functions do not change. That is, values of sin x and cos x repeat after an interval of 2 pi. Therefore, sin 2n pi plus x equal to sin x, where n belongs to z, and cos 2n pi plus x equal to cos x, where n belongs to z. Also, if sin x equal to 0 implies x equal to n pi, where n belongs to z. That is sine 180 degree is equal to 0, sine 360 degree equal to 0, etc. Again, cos x equal to 0 implies x equal to 2n plus 1 pi by 2, where n belongs to z. That is, at odd multiples of pi by 2, cos x is equal to 0. That is, cos 90 equal to 0, cos 270 equal to 0, etc. We can define other trigonometric functions in terms of sine and cosine functions. Tan x is equal to sin x by cos x, where x not equal to 2n plus 1 pi by 2, n belongs to z. Cot x is equal to cos x by sin x, where x not equal to n pi, where n belongs to z. Now cosec x is equal to 1 by sin x, where x not equal to n pi, where n belongs to z. Sec x is equal to 1 by cos x, where x not equal to 2n plus 1 pi by 2, where n belongs to z. If x is equal to 2n plus 1 pi by 2, then cos x will become equal to 0. Therefore, sec x is equal to 1 by cos x, where x not equal to 2n plus 1 pi by 2, where n belongs to z. Now we have derived the identity cos square x plus sin square x equal to 1. If we divide each term by cos square x, then we will get 1 plus sin square x by cos square x equal to 1 by cos square x, that is 1 plus tan square x equal to sec square x. Similarly, if we divide the identity cos square x plus sin square x equal to 1 by sin square x, then we get 1 plus cot square x equal to cosec square x. The values of trigonometric functions at a different angles is given in the table. Now consider the following example. Find the value of sine 31 pi by 3. We know that values of sin x repeat after an interval of 2 pi. Therefore, 31 pi by 3 can be written as 10 pi plus pi by 3. Therefore, sin 31 pi by 3 is equal to sin 10 pi plus pi by 3 equal to sin pi by 3. We have learned sin 2n pi plus theta x is equal to sin x. Same way, sin 10 pi plus pi by 3 equal to sin pi by 3. It is equal to root 3 by 2. Consider another example. Prove that sin square pi by 6 plus cos square pi by 3 minus tan square pi by 4 equal to minus 1 by 2. Now we know that sin pi by 6 equal to sin 30 degree equal to 1 by 2. Cos pi by 3 equal to cos 60 degree equal to 1 by 2. And tan pi by 4 equal to 1. Therefore, LHS equal to 1 by 2 all square plus 1 by 2 all square minus 1 square equal to 1 by 4 plus 1 by 4 minus 1 equal to minus 1 by 2, which is equal to RHS. Thus, in this module, we have learned about angles, measure of an angle, that is degree measure and radian measure, trigonometric functions, identities, periodic properties of sine and cosine functions, and the values of trigonometric functions. Students, hope you have understood this module. Now try to solve exercise 3.1. Thank you.